county and for miles around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Rad Sparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know. You're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:30. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you had a good weekend. Going to be talking today on this Monday with Dr. Gabe from the Sparta School District. Also, Kelly Gardner is going to talk about the Lifesavers program. How's everyone doing?
Great.
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
So there was a big event. We'll talk a little bit more about it in detail here in a minute, but a big event for the Lifesavers program.
A big event, and I wanted to make sure Miss Gardner came with me today, with this being September and Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, just to talk about our program. And yes, they did have a big event that was successful, but she is also one of our English teachers at Sparta High School. Okay. And was recently promoted as the executive director of the Lifesavers. So she can talk a lot about what that means.
All right. I'll tell you what. We'll go ahead and take our break here, get that out of the way, and we'll come back and we'll talk more here on The People Speak. You're listening to Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. We'll be right back. Welcome back. 9:37. Again, this is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, and I'm talking today with Dr. Gabe and Kelly Gardner from Sparta School District. And Kelly, you're wanting to talk this Suicide Awareness Prevention Month, I guess, something along that line?
September is designated as the National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. We just went through the National Day and the National Week. The point being, let's talk about suicide so we can fix it. So,
suicide is one of those things where you almost hate to talk about it because, you know, it's such a tragedy in that. But yet again, you need to make people aware of it so they can, you know, notice the signs and things that, you know, of.
Right. We can't fix it until we're willing to acknowledge that the problem exists. It's like anything else. Talking about it doesn't put a thought in a child's mind that wasn't there before. The social media, television, Netflix. I mean, the images are out there. So what we want to do is talk about it in a way that's healthy and in a way that searches for solutions to the problem, how we can best reach our kids.
Exactly. You mentioned social media and all that. It's a little different these days than it used to be, even because of that fact.
Absolutely. And just with the, you know, people talk about bullying. What's the difference? The difference is our kids can't get away from it. Mm-hmm. Where you and I might have been able to leave it at school, it follows them now, you know, 24/7. So.
Exactly. Did you want to talk a little bit about the Lifesavers program?
Yeah, and that's kind of where Lifesavers comes in. Lifesavers is a peer support suicide prevention crisis intervention program. And it's based on the premise that when a 15-year-old is in trouble, the first place that 15-year-old is going to go is to another 15-year-old to talk about what's going on in their life. So suicides and problems had occurred in Belleville, a group of students got together and decided, let's look on preventing these instead of reacting to tragedies in the aftermath. So they searched for a prevention program, and that's how Lifesavers was born. And what we do is we train students to listen effectively, to listen without judging, to not give advice, to understand the importance of confidentiality with their friends until the point where it becomes dangerous to do so. And then the lifesavers are trained to recognize when it's time to get help. And they are given a list of resources where they can go to help their friends find that help. So they're our first line of defense, which makes sense because those are the first people the kids are seeking out. Mm-hmm. So they go through a 3-day training process where they learn listening skills and empathy and how to take care of themselves and how to recognize their own limitations and how to ask for help. They also learn all kinds of leadership skills and problem solving skills and skills that they will take with them for the rest of their adult lives. We have trained lifesavers who are currently regional superintendents in the area, who are teachers and who are in the corporate world, and they will, many of them will come back and say, I use my lifesaver skills every day of the week. So we give them that, and then they take these skills that they learn back into their schools. We have chapters in Sparta, Carterville, West Glen, Muscoda, Mount Vernon, Bethalto. We're adding Breeze Central this year, and we're in conversations with Trico and Steelville to implement the program in their skills. So they take all of these wonderful skills that they've learned, and they go back to their peers, and their peers will contact them. And we have evidence that the program works. It's not empirical data because of the confidentiality, and you never know what someone might have done had they not had someone to talk to, but we know what they didn't do. We know that they reached out, they found a lifesavers, and they will say, we've had kids say, the program saved my life. Thank you, Ms. Gardner. I talked to a lifesaver and it really helped. So we know that it's effective.
Yeah, you mentioned the one important thing I know, what I've learned over the years is listening. I mean, they're listening for cues and stuff in there that something, you know, obviously they reach out, they're already indicating that there's a problem, but, you know, listening and kind of trying to figure out how you can help the person and work with them to kind of mitigate the
right
situation.
And we go through sessions at a retreat that, you know, what do we do if someone comes? Well, we encourage folks to find solutions while we sit there with them for themselves. What are your options? What happens if you choose option A? What happens if you choose option B? Which of these outcomes is most desirable? And then we also encourage our kids not to give up, you know, okay? Make sure you follow up. Make sure you find out how it went. If that solution didn't work, what other solutions can we try? Keep talking. And we've had kids call me, you know, and say, I saw this on Facebook. And, okay, this is a kid that's not in our community, but he's in one of our other lifesavers community. So we have this interacting network where I would contact that advisor or other advisors have contacted me to, you know. So we know it works. We know the kids are out there and they are listening, and we're making a difference. Mm-hmm. So
exactly. And that's the important part.
Yeah.
And I think that it's creating a culture of trust. Our kids are beginning to build relationships, and like Kelly said, they're not afraid to stand up and to say, I see a problem, I acknowledge it, and now I want to help.
Mm-hmm.
So that empathy piece is something that they can take with them the rest of their lives.
Right. And as you mentioned, too, they're going to open up to a peer sooner than they will to an adult.
And so we give those kids an awareness of this is how you listen effectively, and this is where you go when you need help. And you said they're not afraid to stand up and to help. If I could mention just for a second, we did have a fundraiser for the parent not-for-profit company. It was called Jeans and Jams, and it was here at Sparta, and it was at the VFW. And it was to raise money for the not-for-profit that does the training in all of those schools that I mentioned. And I just wanted to say a huge thank you to the community of Sparta. We grossed over $8,000. Now that's, we haven't taken out our expenses, but that's almost four times of what we've made in previous years. And that's because the community of Sparta came out and they opened their hearts and their wallets. And, someone walked away with an Al McGinnis signed hockey stick. And, so that was exciting. And, we had local performers at a Battle of the Bands competition, and we had a lot of Sparta students, and we had Jackie Hopkins from Chester and John Sumnick, and I'm not sure, I never did find out, he signed up late, so I don't know where he goes to school, but a shout out to John. Anyway, this Sparta High School Jazz Band took first place, and they went home with $250, and the second place winner got $150, and third place was $100, which is exciting. because the Chester and Sparta hospitals banded together to provide that prize money for us. So congratulations to them. And again, for the compassion and the generosity of the community members, we say thank you. And we'll see you next year. You know?
Exactly. A very important program. So, I mean, it's, you know, good to see people coming out and supporting it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think Sparta's unique as well because we, they've been through it. Suicide has so deeply impacted this community, especially over the last few years. I remember when I first came in, one of the things that was reviewed with me was you've had two students in the last 5 years that have died by suicide. So I think that having that impacting this community, they're trying to find a way to solve it. And I think that it's the efforts of the Lifesavers that is going to bring that awareness to this area that it so desperately needs. We have a Trey Beckley Memorial coming up. It's going to be a fun event. They usually use a lot of those proceeds to give back to the students and help fund the Washington, D.C. trip that they go on every year, the eighth graders take. But October 19th at 6 p.m. at Sparta High School, they are having the Wizards come and play ball. I'm the old school days where we had the Harlem Globetrotters. Mm-hmm. That was our excitement. But this is the modern day version of the Harlem Globetrotters, so I understand. So if anyone's available, that'll be a great fundraiser to give back to our kids and to also raise some awareness. So again, that's October 19th at Sparta High School at 6 p.m.
You know, if it's anything like gymnastics, what they do now, you know, 20, 30 years ago, we'd have looked at it and thought, how in the world can they do that? So I can imagine what they can do with basketball now.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Think how much higher they jump.
Yeah.
So that's definitely an event that my family will be at to support because it sounds like a really good time and a good cause.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what, let's take our next break here, and we will come back and talk some more with Dr. Gabe and Kelly Gardner here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. 9:53. Got about 7.5 minutes left in the program today. Again, we're talking with Dr. Gabe and Kelly Gardner from the Sparta School Sparta School District.
Both.
Get it right. And we were talking about the Lifesaver program and just had a fundraiser and some more. You were wanting to talk about the program itself, or
The way we train these kids is they go to a three-day retreat. They start on Friday morning at 8 o'clock, and they're with us until about 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And they're working the whole time. They're in all kinds of training sessions and activities. And we train them at the Du Bois Center because of the setup. It's perfect, and the lake is just gorgeous, and the kids really seem to like it down there. The reason we had to do so much fundraising is the cost for one retreat is in excess of $9,000, and we hold two of them a year. And as we, you know, gain more schools, we may have to increase that number even further. Lifesavers Training Corporation, LSTC, covers half the cost of training one student. And the total cost of training a student is about $250. And so currently we're paying half and the kids are paying half. That means it's about $125 out of each kid's pocket. And if I don't know if anyone out there is interested, it's absolutely possible to sponsor one kid. Send the money to the high school, and Ms. Teese is the Sparta High School. Miss Rachel Teach is the Sparta High School's chapter advisor, so you could put it to her attention or mine, and I'll make sure that she gets it. So that's one more way that, you know, we have such a generous community. So if anyone is interested, you know, you can send that money that way. And we're looking forward to becoming even more recognizable in the community. I know we've got a float coming up Wednesday. So the one with the boat, that's the Lifesaver. So if you see us, give us a wave and we'll toss you some candy.
If you see a boat going down the middle of the street, you know.
It's not a hurricane. It's homecoming in the Lifesavers.
That's pretty clever that they're the Lifesavers. They're coming in on a boat. And the theme this year for Wednesday's parade is Candyland. So
it's a perfect match.
It is a perfect match. So we have our homecoming parade, obviously, is Wednesday. The homecoming football game is this Friday versus Nashville. And then this Saturday we have our homecoming dance at Sparta High School. So we've had a lot of accidents, a lot of distracted driving this past year. So I just want to encourage the kids to be safe, get there safe, have fun, and then get home safe. Wear your seatbelts and do not drive distracted. We want to keep our kids for as long as we can.
I mean, if a phone is ringing, if it's an emergency, pull over to the side. If it's not, they can wait.
Absolutely. Another opportunity that we have to have the community help us to support our clubs is we are in the pink pigskin bottle cap drive with Pepsi. If anyone drinks any soda that has a pink cap, save that, bring it into Sparta High School, and we will hopefully be in the running to win $10,000 for some of our athletic programs. We have a major need for uniforms and just general equipment that definitely would help.
So any extra like that is going to come in handy.
We love extra money. Yeah, that's great.
And it's pretty simple to get. I mean, you know, people drink soda, just save the bottle cap and bring it in. And
absolutely.
Then just drop it off at the school.
They're going to be bringing a barrel there, and so that's how we will collect the caps. And I think that it's there's pretty many local school districts that are participating in that, but it would be whoever's the highest in our area they're going to award that money to. So now,
who's
going to
sit and count all those?
I don't, not me. I don't know. I'm sure they have a mechanism to do that. Big shout out to those that came and did the Ford Drive for Your School event. They came and drove cars this past Saturday before they went to the Lifesavers event, and that helped us to raise money as well for our athletic program. So thank you very much. This October 23rd, we have Dr. Jesse Jackson III is coming to do our second parent university, and he is going to talk about how to have your children be successful at home and at school. So he is a therapist and has helped a lot of people here in our school district, so I'm excited for him to help some of our parents and community members as well. So again, that's October 23rd, Sparta Lincoln Library at 545, Dr. Jesse Jackson III.
Okay, so that'll be an interesting.
He's very lively and vibrant, and he will definitely be engaging. I know now we will serve pizza. The last time we had some people come and I had cookies, and I'll make sure that I do better this time and have some pizza too. So
no, you can't beat pizza.
Cannot beat pizza. No. So please come out and join us. We always appreciate feedback and the support of our community and parents.
And what was the date on that again?
That's October 23rd at Sparta Lincoln Library at 545. It's only an hour long, so 545 to 645. And I think that people will be pleased with the amount of information that they receive at that.
Okay.
And I want to say another thank you to Kelly Gardner for taking this executive director position on while she's juggling teaching our youth. This also, that program is a best practices program. So I appreciate her changing the lives of our kids. And I know that takes a lot of extra work. So big shout out to her and Miss Rachel Teese for being our local sponsor at Sparta High School.
An important program. I mean, it's
extremely important.
And I thank you for mentioning that. Best practice. We've been listed in the National Registry of Best Practice by the National Organization Suicide Prevention Resource Center and the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So that legitimizes the program. It's been vetted, it's been researched, and we are nationally recognized as an effective suicide prevention program. So thank you for mentioning that, Dr. Schwimmer, and for the support. I'm passionate about this because our kids have so much to offer, and they deserve a chance to offer it. And I think I've never met someone who hasn't either been directly or indirectly affected by the tragedy of suicide. Mm-hmm. And suicide has gone from the third leading cause of death among 15 to 24 year olds to the second. And that's a problem, and we can do better, and we must do better. Our kids deserve that. So thank you for the opportunity, Dr. Schwimmer and Mike, to talk about the program, and for the chance to once again say thank you to the community of Sparta. We couldn't do what we do without their generosity, so a huge thank you.
We appreciate you taking time to come in and talk with us, make awareness of this, you know, and get that out there. So, all right. Well, it looks like we're out of time, but Dr. Schwimmer, Mrs. Garden, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you again next time here on The People Speak. Have a great day.